Good afternoon, this is Akash.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Gabriela calling from Peach Pediatrics.
Hi, Gabriela. Hello,
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so
much. Yeah, I'm just,
yes,
calling to let you know that we haven't received the actual certificate for the CLIA. I can send you the copy of the, you know, like the name. It's already, it's under Peach Pediatrics. The certificate period is current. It says 3/16/24 to 3/15/26. So I don't know if this helps. And I already called the office and left them a voicemail message because payment was sent a month ago. This was done online, so I'm not sure why they haven't mailed it.
Okay, yes, you can send it to me.
I'll send you what I have, and then I will follow up with them because I know we're supposed to have it, like, in the lab with the Peach Pediatrics, yeah, because we have the old one with Dr. Parikh's name, the old certificate, but I know we need an updated one. We just haven't received it yet.
Okay. I think CLIA, CLIA number is registered under YH Parikh, Dr. YH Parikh's name.
No more. It's already been updated since back in March, I believe. No, April.
April. So,
now it's under Peach Pediatrics.
Yeah, because a few claims are getting got denied by the insurance, so that's why we need the documentation to submit an appeal, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And one more thing, Gabriela. Did you receive any document from Dr. Shah?
In the email?
Yes. By the way, which email you are using currently?
I'm checking both. I'm checking the one for the PEDS at peachclinic.com and the Yahoo one, and I haven't received anything.
Dr. Shah wants me to provide you one list. Let me forward that email to you. Okay?
Yes.
Just a moment.
I noticed we were trying to get a patient's email, alert form, and they kept emailing it to the PEDS at peachclinic.com, and we would not receive it. When she emailed it to the Yahoo email, I received it right away. So I don't know if it's something that she was putting the right email. We got her phone and we checked.
Okay. I just sent it
to
you.
I don't know if there's an issue. Okay.
And let me explain you that PDF there. The password of that file is 0200, the last four digits of the phone number, our phone number.
Okay.
You will receive it shortly.
Okay.
It was sent on pets@peachclinic.com.
Okay, great.
Okay. On that PDF, just a moment, let me open that. There are a few patients for which we don't have the insurance information on the patient's account, right? So we need the insurance information because those claims are still in the collectible time frame. So we will submit those claims to the updated insurance. If it will be really helpful for us if you can add the insurance information and let us know by email, or you can call me back.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay, did you receive the email?
Hold on, I'm checking. I don't see it yet. Let me look in the spam.
Which email you are checking? Yahoo or
Yahoo.
No, I forwarded it to the different one, but let me forward
I see it. I see it in the peachclinic.com. Okay.
Okay. So the password is 0200.
Okay, I got it.
Are you able to see the remarks?
Page.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can print out this page from your printer if you have and write down the note like you have added this insurance, and you can scan it, this document, and send back to me. Okay. Within a week.
Okay. I'll do that. Yeah, I'll do. I'll work on it next week. We are short of staff. One person is out the whole week. She has COVID. So
okay,
I'll work on this.
No, that's fine.
Next week.
And one more thing. You are checking the eligibility file, right, which we are sending to you?
Yes, every day, yes.
Every
mm-hmm.
day. So because...
I receive your email every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our team is sending you on a daily basis, but on those, we are facing like some issues, like there are no policy on the patient's account, right?
This is what happens. The old system transfers the appointments, the old system transfers the names without an ID, insurance ID. So the person that does the charts every day is the person that's out sick, Olga. Olga does that every day. So every day in the morning when she comes in, she puts the ID for the next day. That's why you don't have anything when you check it the day before.
Yeah, that's why, because...
It's being done one day before in the morning. So if you check it overnight, I believe, 2 days before, right? Or 3 days before?
Yes, two days before.
Yeah, 2 days before, yeah. So that's why it's not nothing there, because she puts it, when she comes, for example, this morning, I'm doing Monday, so I found two, so I put in the ID. And doesn't have patient ID, doesn't have patient's phone number. So before we start confirming, we put phone number, ID. And that's the only way. Friday is the only day that we do for Monday, because, you know, it's the weekend. But every day, Monday morning, we do Tuesdays. So then it's only 24-hour notice, so that's why it's not uploading.
So this is, I think this is a one-time, for us, right? And are you taking Ambetter patient at North Cross location?
No, not yet.
Because
I think she's applying.
We have enrolled with Ambetter, right? And our effective date is 7/1/2025. So you can take the patient, right, for the Ambetter. I also informed Dr. Shah for the same. You can check with her.
Yeah, I'll check with her because she didn't tell us anything.
We informed her, like, I believe, yesterday, because she's
She's out of, yeah. Okay.
And Oscar, we are also out of network with Oscar, so don't take the patient of Oscar.
So no Oscar, just Ambetter.
Yes, Ambetter. We are good with Ambetter. We can go with Ambetter.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's great. Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we check insurance the same way in ECW for the eligibility, correct? And if Dr. Shaw is not the PCP, we can still see patient. We'll still get paid for the claim?
In Anthem, if you found the ID starting with BYH, don't take the patient without updating the PCP information as Dr. Shah, because they are denying the claim, like prior authorization is required before, due to the different PCP. So please ask the patient at the time of visit to call their insurance and update the PCP at the same time.
Okay.
And I think we have one claim, Gabriella, in which we have not received the progress note, right? I think Deepa informed you earlier for this. That claim was for Dr. Eddie Dipe. Let me provide you the account number. The account number is 58967. Jeffrey is the first name. Okay. And the date of service is 1/8/2025.
Okay.
So there is no progress note available in this, like medical records, because, you know, insurance has denied this.
I already scanned it in the system, in ECW. It's scanning ECW. I did that last week when you told me about it. Or she called me and told me about it.
Okay, let me check.
If you go to the patient's document.
Document, okay. Let
yeah,
me
I scanned it from the chart.
Okay, so you scanned it.
It was, I believe, a physical.
Let me check. Documentation, okay. Medical notes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much. I found this here.
Yes.
We'll take care of this, okay?
Yes.
Anything else
okay.
for...
yeah, anything else? Yeah, just let me know. Call me. I'm here.
Sure,
and I
sure.
can study, assist you. Yes. yes.
That's
okay. Okay. Okay, thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.